All right, we're live. What's up?
Woohoo! What's
There's
up,
only two
Chris?
of us right now, so that shouldn't be very hard. I know Deluxe isn't going to be able to make it. I'm not sure about Barry or Dakota. If they jump in, that's fine. If not, whatever. Everybody, happy Thanksgiving and all the other holidays. Eventually.
Yes, happy turkey.
Happy turkey. I'm not doing much of anything for Thanksgiving. It's a little bit sad. I was watching. Was it the, I guess, Enter the Realm on Monday, and they were all going over their family's Thanksgiving like rituals and like
oh,
what
yeah.
food they have and all that. That was cool and not cool. I was watching that and I thought these stories are great. I'm really appreciating all this, and then I thought like my family's in this weird transition right now where the older generation is kind of separating and. Like my grandparents are on their way out and it's going to be like up to me and like my cousins to start our own new holiday Thanksgiving tradition. Like that's going to be for our kids and all that going forward. And it's like, it's weird that there's like a break. There's a line that's being drawn and then a new one has to start instead of it always being the same people. And then people depart the earth and new people are born and all that. But it's weird. Good and bad.
Did they want all of us to go over some of those?
Yeah, questions? They didn't like send me any questions or anything, but they did say all the shows this week are going to ask the questions. So, do you remember any of them?
I was working overnight. I was working, from 4 p.m. one day to about noon the next day, and I was listening to it at around like 2 or 3 a.m. And I was like, "Oh, this is awesome!" Like, and I was really digging it too. And I was just like so like out of it that I like forgot a lot of them, but I do remember there was like a specific dish that you only
wait
eat.
What is stuffing to you, or apparently as Chris calls
oh,
it
yep.
Dressing. I don't know what that was about.
Dressing. Yeah, dressing is like Italian or French or cheese to me.
J. Ruth's like, is that Thousand Island?
Yeah, so that was one. What is one specific dish that you only have at Thanksgiving or eat, like mainly have at Thanksgiving? What is like what kind of cranberry sauce? So those are three anyway. I'll see if I remember any more.
Yeah.
So we'll start with that. We'll start is with what is stuffing to you, Chris?
I don't know. I've never made any of the foods. I've only consumed them, so I never really inspected any of them very closely. But it is a like a breadcrumb based thing. There might be like celery in it.
Oh, okay.
Something green in it, maybe.
Do
that's
you
all.
Like?
I'm much
like
more a mashed potato
bird?
Guy than a stuffing guy.
Oh, okay. At your Thanksgivings, is it served both in the bird and out of the bird, or is it just one option?
Well, I mean, like you carve the bird, so it's not like anyone's getting the carcass with it inside. I feel like it's out, but I could be wrong. It's been a couple of years. Last year was like a significant decline in our traditional Thanksgiving, and then this year there is no Thanksgiving. So
okay, so yeah, you're gonna have to build
from
the scratch, the
years
ground
since,
up. Then.
Like. Yeah, that's my dad's side of the family. It was like, I don't know, 2-3 years ago was the last Thanksgiving like that I remember from growing up and being like a real great time. And then it's been declining since then. And now there is no one. So my mom offered for me to come up to New York and do that. But I'm going to go to Vicky's family's house. Sure, why not?
Cool. Yeah,
Thanksgiving to me
yeah.
is it's almost more about going to Walmart at 6 p.m. than at this point.
So you do exist out there. Those people do exist.
Yeah, you'll be able to see, if you follow me on social media, you'll be able to see me in the Walmart, like just looking at people and speculating on what they're doing with like 8 TVs in their cart in the middle of like the lingerie section, just waiting for dawn to hit.
Yeah. Oh man, that's crazy. Yeah, cool. I've worked on the other side, so I have no desire to go shopping. I'll spend extra money on a regular day of the year to get something. But stuffing for me, pretty much every Thanksgiving, we would have two kinds of stuffing, being like the bread whatever, the bread mixture. I'm not a big fan of the celery in it, but I know what you're talking about there. I don't like the giblets or the innards. I'm not a fan of that. And if I've ever eaten it and didn't know about it, then that's fine. But like, I don't know, just something about that doesn't go well with me. But so when you cook the turkey, my family would always stuff it with stuffing, and I think that's where the name comes from. I think, and the very like outermost part would get like real like crispy because you know the bird's in there for a zillion hours. But we would also have it like in a bowl, like a prepared bowl. And I don't really know what the difference really is, except for like you don't get the crispy parts. And I would get as much of the crispy bits as I could get because I just liked it. I like the crunch. But yeah, so that's Kenny's stuffing anyway.
The signature dish.
What about? Okay. So the signature dish that you would only get at Thanksgiving.
I forget who said it on Enter the Realm, but I mean, turkey itself has got to be my answer to that.
Yeah.
Like, like carved turkey, mm-hmm. as opposed to like lunch meat. I feel like it was Jay Ruse again.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, what you might have it like on like Christmas or something, but that's really the only times that you get a big bird like that. Yeah. I think of the green bean casserole with the French onion crispy things on the, I guess I like crispy stuff. Now what part of the turkey do you eat? I'm going to throw in a new question.
I mean, I like the dark meat, I guess. And any of it, any of it.
And it doesn't matter. Just whatever's on.
Doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not much for the innards either, but any of it.
I pretty much go for dark meat. Like, I would always get a leg. Even when I was, like, a kid, I would still finish, like, an entire turkey leg to the point where, like, my, like, grandfather or father would want one. And, like, there'd be, like, you know, like, four guys at the place, and they all want the leg, but I would make sure I got one. So they had to start, like, getting extra legs just for us. But
legs on the side.
Legs on the side, man. And cranberry sauce. Do you like it? What kind do you like, if you do?
Neither. I like cranberries, like regular, like frozen or fresh whole. Like I'll eat cranberries. Not that they're ever presented to me ever in life, but I like cranberries.
Here
on their
are
own.
Some cranberries.
But I don't. I'm not like the gelatin. No, I'm staying away from that. I don't like applesauce, but I'll eat apples all day. Yeah,
that's interesting. Because that's like a different like texture too, like applesauce than like like being like the gelatin cranberry. I like the gelatin like the in the can where you see like the wrinkles from the can kind of thing. But I've never had like the one with like the chunks in it. I've never had. It's never appealed to me. But it's kind of funny because I'm from the town where Ocean Spray gets like 80% of their cranberries. So I feel like even though I have it once a year as well, I feel like I'm some sort of like expert. No, completely not. I just drove by all the cranberry bogs every day in my life. But
so what you're saying is that cranberries are given to you in life.
Yeah. Oh, dude, if I wanted cranberries, I could just walk down the street and start picking them if I felt like it.
Was there anything else?
They talked about toilet paper.
We don't need to go
if there was more to I forget if there was more. I feel really bad if I'm forgetting.
Right hand over done.
Yeah, I've never even thought about it. And after they asked the questions at TFCon, which I wasn't around for, but I heard like after the fact, like them talking about it, I still like don't know what I do. Like, dude, I'm in there for not a lot of time, and I want to leave and go to something else. But are you frozen on your screen right now? Because you're frozen on my screen right now. Bricks is frozen on my screen now. Bricks, where you at, buddy?
Yay, fun. All right, I think I'm back. So I'm really not happy with the internet here. And don't want that. But nobody's watching anyway, so it's okay. I'm gonna see if I can get Kenny back in here. Please bear with me a moment. I don't know if it's the same link or not, so I'm gonna give him whatever this link is right now. And I don't know how. The internet here at the warehouse is very not good. And I think somebody might be streaming some video downstairs, so that's not good either. Brick Daddy and Booba Bricks, thank you. If you don't mind, let me know. I see that there is one viewer, so I guess it's you. If you don't mind, let me know what it was like for the last about minute or so. 2 minutes when Kenny and I were both kicked out all of a sudden. Let me know what was that like? Was it just like, it'll resume soon? Please stand by, folks. That kind of thing.
You were kind of bug-eyed on my screen for a minute. I didn't realize what was going on.
I was just saying how the internet here is not so great, and like I struggle to stay in the ROC streams pretty often, and hopefully when I'm in a new place, the internet is stronger. I don't know what the issue is. Maybe it's the laptop. I don't know. Can't hold the internet down. All right, so that's our Thanksgiving talk. We burned up about a third of our show already. So, you know, let's save a big topic, or not a topic, but let's save a segment for the next show, since it's just the two of us. And we're not. No, I like your idea, your interview idea, because I would say let's just answer some of the questions, but then we're probably going to want to ask those questions another time. So we won't answer these questions just yet. We'll talk about the topic I picked for this week. So Brick Daddy and Boo Boo Brick said, I went to your page and it came back and it was like it just ended. Okay, well, I think it's the same stream. So if you were to click on it now, I don't know if there's a cut or like a dead section. I don't care. We're here. It's going to be great on iTunes. So I wanted to talk tonight about what it's like to get into an old toy line later on, like much after the toy line's gone, let's say 15 to 20 years later, if not more, if not less. I don't know.
I wonder which toy line we're referencing.
Oh, I wonder. But if you were to get into collecting a toy line late in the game and it's you're not a professional toy collector and it's not like what you do all the time. And we're talking about me. We're talking about Beast Wars. I had them as a kid. Watched the show. That's all great. I sold them all off when I was like going to high school or something like that. And I just got back into collecting Beast Wars maybe 3 years ago. And I didn't know where to start. It all started, I didn't know where to start, we're buying more. For me, getting back into it, all started with this guy. I want to say this guy. So this is the Age of Extinction Strafe that is a blue repaint of Pterosaur. This is in a Walmart 2-pack with like some terrible little bumblebee.
Oh, and so that was from the movie? That was the fourth movie.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Or was it the third movie?
Fourth movie. I know the band, I had the bandwidth turned down, so I just turned it back up so you could see with definition, but I'm sure it'll crash out again. Anyway, this is it's just a blue pterosaur, and it's Strafe from the movie. They had several different molds for Strafe. This was just one of them that was in the 2-pack at Walmart. So I got that 2-pack on the shelf because I was dumbfounded that they would have a figure from 1996 freshly printed and in a box on the shelf at the store in 2014 or whatever that was. I thought, how could they still be using this? And I look in the stamp, it still says Hasbro SA 2013. It's like a stamp on top of a stamp. So the top one says 2013 Hasbro Tomy and C number. And then below that, it says 1995 Hasbro, all rights reserved, Takara 95, made in China. So it's like they put a second stamp. You'll never be able to see this, but they put a second stamp right above the, oh, look, you can't see it, or a original stamp. So
that's weird.
So I didn't check the placement based on the other ones I have to see if like that the old stamp is exactly where it should be, and then they just picked a new blank spot and stamped it again. But I saw
where's the original one?
I mean,
body.
Closer to the body.
Okay, yeah, that's where this one is.
I mean, I have them all back there. I collect the pterosaur molds, so I've got like 30 of them along the top.
You collect everything.
Yeah. Well, I saw this in the store, and I thought that's insane. This is a figure. Now, I didn't have pterosaur when I was a kid. I got on the show first. I was a little bit late to the toy line, so the original run of stuff, like I don't ever remember Rock Bubble blisters or anything like that, but original toys, I didn't have this one. I saw this was incredible that this would be put out. I bought it. I'm actually looking at a few on eBay right now because this is the only one I have of this color. I could have bought more. It was just a dumb Walmart 2-pack, but this got me thinking, oh, I should get some of the Beast Wars toys again, or, you know, all of them. And it's I wanted to know more about how they could just use a mold again 20 years later, 17 years later, and so I turned to eBay and I was looking at things, and I started buying the ones I had as a kid. I saw all these other ones that I didn't have, which were mainly the Takara Neo and Beast Wars Second molds that I still don't have any interest in because my collection is
North America.
Yeah, it's North American toy line and then repaints of anything that was in the North American toy line, repaints or remolds. So I wouldn't have Stampy and I wouldn't have Break and I wouldn't have Dead End and I wouldn't have Long Rack.
But you would have every version of Retrax.
Well, two, yeah.
Because like, well,
I have Retrax and Power Hug. Hug
was Japanese only.
Yeah. But it's a repaint of a mold. Like, I'm going after the molds, not the characters, not the not the show, but the molds themselves.
Right.
I got this Strafe, and that was pretty incredible. And put him up back up here with Fractal and Hydra and Laserbeak and Pterosaur. And
what color is Fractal offhand? Is he green?
It's the base color is like an off white, and then he's like a dark green. So, what did I do after that?
Cool. With eBay, I have a question. So with eBay, I can list on eBay like pretty much whatever I want, especially. You know, back in the day, you could have like listed the, it was kind of like a Wild West. Now I think it's a little bit more regulated. I don't know what it's like too much selling, but you can list things and I could call it kind of what I like. I could call that Optimus Prime if I wanted to. So
eBay is good because you can take your own photo. You can have your own title for it. If you want to associate a product with a particular UPC or MPN number, you can, but you don't have to do that at all. Everything on there can be a custom thing you made.
Right. So how, as someone getting into the toy line and you just saw that and you were thinking, hey, how is there like so many different variations? How can you take what people are saying on eBay as true?
That's great. I can follow up a little bit with a TF Wiki. So TF Wiki is pretty good at listing any alternate uses of a mold. So if you go into like the Pterosaur page and you go down to the toy line section and you find that original Pterosaur, it'll say this mold was also redecoed into Laserbeak and Fractal and Strafe and Hydra, which is the Japanese version of Fractal, and Swoop from Armada Dinobots. There's a Swoop, like a gray one.
Yeah. He's black and red, right? With a red paint on his back.
I think that's the Dinobot one, but it's like orange and like a dark gray, like a slate gray. Maybe. Okay. I don't know, I'll grab him. But that's the Swoop.
I thought there was one with like a silver base.
Which is funny because This one's like a slate blue almost. It's not really coming across. It's pretty blue.
Okay, I see it.
And these lights are killing me.
Just so you know, Chris, when you get up, it's like frozen both times for me.
When I get up?
Like when you got up the first time to get the, like when you got up to move back. So I don't know if that's anything to do with your bit weight internet technology. I don't know.
It doesn't like when I stand up. So
yeah, I don't know if there's like too much movement for the cameras. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's bad, but that's the anyway. Swoop. He's got the Autobot symbol on his head and on his wings.
Cool.
That came as a two pack with a Dinobot repaint. That was Grimlock. So, I you can go on TF Wiki. They'll tell you what other figures from other toy lines were redecos or retools of that original figure. And that's how I used what I was seeing on eBay as well as TF Wiki to build out a list, like a checklist of everything I wanted to get. I also went and I bought And this is, again, I wouldn't know about this unless I was searching eBay. Just go on eBay and type in Beast Wars and see what comes up. There's about 4,000 listings at any given time. I always sort by, like, newest listed because, you know, the really cool stuff that goes up there, it doesn't last long before it sells. So I found a book from, like, 2003 written by Rick Alvarez from Play With This 2. And it was an official guide to Beast Wars, Transformers collecting and all that. And it goes into a lot of a lot of variants and a lot of specific things, a lot of differences in the carding of some of the figures. And that was a good starting point. I mean, it's by far not a complete work, and it definitely is missing the last, like, 10 years worth of updates. I would love to do a new kind of version of that, but that book helped. I got the Cybertronian Beast Wars Transformers book, which is it's a okay source, and it only goes through, like, the first couple years of Beast Wars toys, but that's okay. And then I got the Lee's Toy Guide article that was about Beast Wars, and that one's probably the worst of the three as far as a guide goes, but those three books on my bookshelf were pretty good to help me figure out what's what and notice that there are, like, Japanese versions of some of these Hasbro ones that I had and how they were released, and the fact that I have, what, like, 10 different versions of the Ultra Class Optimus Primal is because I found out that there is a Takara Black one and a Takara Gray one and the Takara Beast Wars Reborn, as well as the Legends one and the Telemoca Deluxe one and the Hasbro 10th anniversary. It's like, I wouldn't have known there's that many different versions, even if they are very similar or identical. So
that was when you first hit eBay, okay, so you picked up that Strafe, and your first say of eBay, were you cross referencing with, like, TF Wiki or anything, or were you just going, like, whoa, like, there's that, I want to get that, it's a good price?
Well, I mean, I didn't really know what a good price was at the time. I was just kind of buying stuff.
Or, like, for you, you were like, hey, that's, like, $20. That's fair to me. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. It was more like that.
Is that how it started? Yeah.
I have to say I was buying things that I was comfortable with, things that I remembered from the original toy line from when I was a kid. I was definitely buying that stuff before buying some of, like, the Japanese repaints and all that. And if I did see a variant, I didn't necessarily know what it was at first. I came across most of the variants that aren't on TF Wiki necessarily are things that I've seen on eBay. And again, that's a very good question. How do I know it's real if, like, all I'm seeing is this lot on eBay? But there's a lot of reputable, like, Transformers sellers on eBay wherever they have tons of Beast Wars prototypes, and you're not going to think that they're not real because then you went to BotCon and then that same guy was there with those same figures and, like, hey, there they are.
Yeah.
So, there's things like I didn't look at every single mold because I actually counted the other day, because I was wondering, there's like 300 and some figures back here, and there's a checklist on my website if you want to see what's there, but I was counting the different molds because I wanted to know, like, how many different transformations do I know from these figures back here, and there's 117 different molds back here on the shelves, and I was talking to somebody, Justin or somebody in the ROC group the other day about how there are 8 different Fusor and Transmetal 2 molds that were only ever used once by Hasbro or Kenner. They were never out by Takara. They never got a repaint in some other line. They're once and done, like Airhammer and Bantor and.
Stop. I was going to see if I could guess.
Well, there's three.
You said Airhammer, Bantor, and who?
Nocturo.
Nocturo. So, I'm going to guess Terrigator.
Yep. It's 4.
So it's Transmetal 1 and Fusors?
Fusors and Transmetal 2.
Transmetal 2. Okay, so I'm gonna say Scourge.
Yeah. I see you're on the Scourge team, not the Scourge team.
Yeah, Scourge. That's how it looks like to me. Scourge.
Just because Orson Welles talks weird doesn't mean he can make up his own words.
Transmetal 2. I'm going to guess Black Arachnia. No, the Bacchon. Never mind.
Also, while you're guessing, Knight of Ren asks, are there any variants on the Transmetal 2 Dinobot? There are two. One is that there's an ivory version, there's a white version, and then there's the Beast Machines Dinobots Rapticon, which is this really nice dark blue one. I think Dakota just bought that. He was talking about that last week, so he might do a review on that soon. But you got five.
I got three that I'm missing.
Yeah.
Transmetal 2. You know, I'm just for the sake of time, I'm gonna tap out there. I would have gotten Bantor, and I would have forgotten about Noctaro altogether because I could care less about that guy. Oh wait, what about Scarum?
Yep, Scarum counts. That's
and,
six.
Sonar.
Sonar is seven.
Not.
You need one more. Now, this is one we've talked about before. Optimus this is Prime. One. Yep, there you go.
No.
You could consider the blue version of him.
The blue.
As you could consider that, but, you know, that's not like it was produced as a different thing.
Like, on purpose.
Yeah. So, like, I think it was Universe, Transformers Universe had the Frostbite, which is a repaint of Jawbreaker, Transmetal 2 Jawbreaker, and... Longhorn was a repaint of Ramulus. So, like, they've brought some of those molds back, and I don't know what year Universe was, or Armada, or any of those. I don't know what years those were, but it's not like it was back-to-back with Beast Wars, so they brought them back later on.
It is pretty crazy.
I mean, I guess the Pterosaur, they waited till Armada to do Swoop, and then they waited until... that was actually the Fractal was about the same time, and they waited until Age of Extinction to do Strafe. So they can wait as long as they want for some of these things.
Yeah, I mean they've done it with other lines too. You know, bringing back like old Combiners for like RID and stuff, and just renaming them. But you know, for such a line that people kind of draw the line in the sand with Beast Wars, it's kind of neat to see. But okay, so back to your variants and whatnot. So. Now, with the different bubbles, the different rock bubbles, how many different variations have you found, and how did that start?
All right, well, I was nearly complete collecting these. I drew the line that you spoke of. I drew that line as any use of the mold that was from the 96 through 99 North American Beast Wars figures. I also, of course, have, like, the... characters that have been updated to like the Shockeract and Rampage from the whatever that is, Spaceship Megatron. I've got the Botcon set, the 06 one. I mean, the new TFCC Tarantulas and I have like, so I'll follow some of the characters, but not completely. Like I didn't get the TFCC.
Loud Cowboy.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have the original anyway. And that character, I mean, unless you count the little lion from Magna Boss. I mean, the TFCC animated Beast Machines Cheetor car, whatever that is. It's like a mix between animated and Beast Machines.
Oh, that thing's awesome.
Yeah, is
this
it?
One?
Yeah, that one.
I love
yeah,
this.
Like, I mean, Cheetor, obviously, he's from Beast Wars. He went in the Beast Machines. He wasn't
in the Adler, transformation right? on those. No, but the legs for Blur, which is this mold, were originally, what was it, Trans Tech? Before Beast Machines, they were doing something. I forget what it's called now. I've talked about it a zillion times. I used to do a hashtag called DYK Transformers on Instagram, and it didn't really catch on. But one of them was that, and it was where, like, that's where they got the blurred transformation. That was like a 10 to 15 year old gimmick that it just never worked, and then they brought it back for Blur in animated, and then so that's why Cheetor got the repaint, because it was basically them trying to do Cheetor way back in the day for Beast Machines before Beast Machines became Beast Machines. Or maybe it was right after Beast Machines. I forget the order there, but back to the
yeah, so the I follow some characters, but I don't dip into like Beast Machines. So
well, what about that Optimus?
What?
The red and blue.
Oh, Beast that one? Optimus. I got that one because it's like the Botcon one, and it's like the Beast Machines repaint of that one. And this one was pretty cheap, and I like that he can give you the finger. That's why I bought him.
Okay, you'll pick and choose just based on whatever. It's not necessarily like on your list.
Like I have
just kind of like, hey, that's cool.
I have Taco Tank up there. That has nothing to do with anything I collect, but it came with Ickard, and I kept it. You don't know Taco Tank?
Taco Tank. It sounds like I should know. Like it
you
sounds.
You are gonna love this thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's what it's called. Taco. TACO.
TAKO. Which is like Japanese for octopus or squid or something.
I've seen that, and I've seen the. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I also have this guy to prepare me for getting the $1,000 Megatron eventually.
Yeah. I found that sealed at a store the other day for like $40, and I was kind of like, I don't really have all my other Cybertron stuff out too much. But anyway, I've seen the octopus and the killer whale in the Beast Wars source book, which is what I kind of have as like my Beast Wars Bible.
I have that too. That's right.
I love the source book. That's the only thing I've ever had. I bought the first two or three like single issues of it, and then I found it all together, so I just bought that. But that's kind of where I found this guy, which I just got the other day.
Nice.
The sealed silver tarantulas, which I will open because that's what I do. But I remember seeing him in the book, and I'm like, dude, he's not those colors. Like, what the hell, you know? But then us talking the other day about how all that's supposed to be him, like, burnt up or whatnot. Like, Mimi kind go, of. You know what? I need kind to buy it. So I see. But, like, those other repaints, I'm not all about, like the rat trap in weird colors. Like, I have zero interest in that. Like, you'd have to pay me to take it kind of thing. It's really weird. Yeah. So it's interesting to look at, like, especially, like, the rock bubbles. So how many rock bubbles are there?
All right, so the first, I want to say eight. So the first eight deluxe, only the deluxe class figures.
So, like, your Cheetor or Tigatron? That the first wave.
Not even Tigatron. It's Cheetor, Tarantulas. Actually, not just Deluxe, because I was Rat Trap, Razor Beast, Iguanus, Dinobot, Waspinator, and like maybe one other one. I don't know. It's all on my website. But the first eight figures they put out were on like a textured bubble, so it wasn't just the smooth bubble. They called the Rocky Bubble. And they had those in the U.S. and they had them in Canada. And the Canada has a bilingual on there, which is different.
Okay, so there's two that you collect.
For a Rock Bubble, yeah. I collect four different language styles for the cards. And the cards started because I was really close to being done all this. I drew my line in the sand. I'm still really close to being done this. Of course, when I added in all of the maybe identical, maybe not, Takara versions, I kind of bumped up my number. Like, I need to buy Takara's Scorponok, but I know it's going to be identical. I know it costs like $200, but I'll get it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Like Inferno.
Yeah, you just basically, like, when you go to the Takara one, are you going with every version of the Takara one? Like, do they have more versions, or are you just going like, okay, every version of North America, and Takara made it a Scorponok, so I'm going to get one Scorponok?
It's every version of the mold, no matter who made it. So for that Optimus, like, Takara has several versions. I have them all. I have all the Hasbro ones. So it's every version of the mold. I wouldn't go anywhere near Stampy and things like that.
Right. I get that, definitely.
I don't know if I mentioned it. I've mentioned it in past shows. But the reason is I mean, I would never have had Stampy as a kit. It doesn't mean anything to me. These are all ones.
Right.
These are all variations and the original ones I could have had and did have as a kit. Except for, you know, like things BotCon has put out, etc.
Right, right, right.
But that's just for my love of the characters and all that. Like, I dig the idea of, like, the pre-beast forms. I have, there's one interesting, I have a KFC's Haiku down there, which is Skybite. Now, Skybite was a repaint of Transmetal 2 Cybershark. So I have the RID Skybite from the original RID Skybite, which is the repaint. And then they put out Haiku, which is Skybite, who is Cybershark, kind of. So that's like a few steps removed, but I have the Haiku. I bought Arania, who's over here somewhere, which is the Perfect Effect kind of motorcycle Black Arachnia, more or less. I have that. I see somebody is about
to... Yeah, so obviously, like, you'll pick and choose here and there as well.
Yeah.
But so going back to the early eBay days for you, what was your first experience with buying the same toy but a different release or whatnot? Like, how did that all start? Because if you were buying stuff like that you saw as a kid or watched the show, and you're like, hey, I love Rat Trap, but then you're like, whoa, there's this Canadian Rat Trap and then there's this Japanese Rat Trap, like, what started that part for you?
It's got to be the ones that were a little bit different, like Laserbeak and Hydra. They're both purple. They both have similar markings, but Hydra's wings are like completely painted silver on the top side of the wings, while Laserbeak is purple through and through. Do you know that difference? Mm-hmm. I'll hold them up.
I haven't seen it, no, but it was the somewhat major differences that you first started to see.
Yeah, these are two very similar figures, cool. But their paint's a little bit different. Now, you could consider one of these being like the car version of the other one, because it's kind of what it is, but the paint was different enough. And
yeah, that's a major difference, yeah.
Like, let's see, Iguanas and Crazy Bolt. Same mold, but completely different in color.
Yeah.
And then I started buying stuff like I got Tasmania Kid and Snarl, and they are identical. And
I hate that.
That's why I have this like toe tag system on all the ones. Most of them, I haven't put it on all of them yet. But that's so I can't, like, if I were to sell it someday, I wouldn't know which one's which. I would know which one's which for photographs and things like that. So Snarl and Tasmania Kid, identical. Vice Grip and not Vice Grip.
For your first identical ones, what was that experience like? If you can remember it.
It was either Snarl and Tasmania Kid or Rockbuster and the Toys R Us recolor of Razor Claw, the crab, the Fiddler crab. I got them in and I set them on the shelf and I was like, oh, I'll remember which one's which. Nope. Not at all. So I think I had to like buy another one with the packaging just to know, like, it's all about buying it with the packaging to know, is this the Japanese
what
version?
You have?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what made you start going into packaging stuff as well?
A little bit. Like, I really like the idea of having a wall, like a peg wall of all these figures on the cards, like you're transported back to 1997 and you're in KB Toys and you got this rack of figures. I know all the guys in the RRC always talk about how Toys R Us used to be some great thing in the 80s, and there's aisles and aisles and aisles of the, you know, the stuff they were interested in, and we don't really have that now. We kind of had it with
Beast Wars. I feel like was one of the last eras anyway. I mean, obviously there's other toys in the store too, but when I would go in there and I would see the, like, the megas on the shelf, and I would see like the Scorponok and Polar Claw next to each other, and I was just like, whoa, you know, like other toy lines come to mind too, but, like, I mean, toy stores are so different now, and that's another story for another show, I think, too. Yeah. But
cards.
So I can definitely see your appeal with that.
I wanted to have like a big wall of these cards, and then I didn't know where to stop with it. And then I bought a lot of figures on eBay that were like, they had different words. They didn't say Beast Wars. They said something else because it was
Biocombat.
Yeah, all that. I bought those, and because I bought those to get the character, or the mold itself, and then I wasn't quite satisfied with the fact that some of them are going to say biocombat, some of them are going to say some of them be trilingual, some of them are going to say animutants and things like that. So I decided, all right, well, I mean, I'll still get all the molds, but then I'll also pick up the different card versions of the figures as I see them, as they're the right price. So now I got four versions. That's the Animutants, that's the Trilingual, that's the Biocombat, and then there's the regular Beast Wars one. And then the Rock Bubbles, as far as I know, have two versions, and that's the U.S. and the Canadian being bilingual and the U.S. being the U.S. one.
And then you have the Smooth Bubble.
Smooth, everything past the first eight is Smooth Bubble.
Oh, okay, so there's no multiples after that.
Yeah, and but then there's stuff like Transmetal 2 Dinobot. There's four versions. There's the white, there's the number two, there's the Roman numeral two, and then there's the running version. So there's like four figures right there in the card, and they're all like $65 sealed.
I've got two more quick questions here because we're kind of reaching our time here, and I don't
want to we'll wrap it up soon
if we can help it. Crap, I lost one of them, I think. The Transmetal bubble where it's got like the technology all over it, is there more than one bubble there? Or is that just one bubble for every Transmetal?
The first run of Transmetal 2s, there was like the number 2 and then the Roman numeral 2. The Roman numeral 2 was the first release, kind of like the Rock Bubbles. And then they're like, nah, it doesn't make sense. Just use a number 2 instead. So they re-released those figures. There's also, if you look at the number next to the barcode on the back, it changes the decimal point every time they re-release a figure. So it starts with like 0.0. So that, I mean, I think your Tarantula is probably a 0.0 because it's not like it's a re-release of
Is it that like 599? I don't know how clear that's coming out. Is it like the 599.000?
Okay. That gotcha. One, yeah.
Now,
so if they put that out a second time, it would be 0001. So you can also look at that.
That's a great. Yeah, for anybody watching or listening, I think that's an awesome tip. And there's probably a lot of stuff like that today. Like I know with like blind bag, like the mini Lego minifigures, like the blind bags, there's like stamps on those that kind of tell you who's who sometimes. I don't know if they're still doing it that way, but there's probably stuff like that in a lot of toy lines. But I never think about it that deeply personally, but it's definitely interesting. Now, probably like it might go into like another show, but with Beast Wars, so you obviously love the fact that the Transformers turn into stuff more than jets and cars. Like, there's got to be a interest in that from you, right?
I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about that.
Like when you were a kid, that was what's on.
That was what was on. I mean, I don't have some weird fascination with animals. I like didn't want to be like a zoologist growing up or anything like that. Yeah. I find like jets and cars and trucks and like things like that, I find that to be cooler than animals. But
okay,
this was my G1. I didn't go after it because it's an animal. Although I did just buy like Skullcruncher and Weird Wolf and Mindwipe, and I don't know why. I mean, I guess maybe because they're Decepticons, maybe because they're animals. I don't know, but I did buy all those.
So because that's where I was leading with the Beast Wars 2 and Neo. That's something that I got into because I loved the uniqueness of Beast Wars and whatnot. Obviously, everything else that you said too, that was what was on when I was a kid. Another story for another day. But do you think you can stay away from those if and when you complete what you're collecting now, or is it really just you have zero interest because you've drawn that line and that line's not going to change?
I wouldn't say no to getting the opportunity to figabang a little bit with something like Long Rack or Break. Like I would entertain, because I know it's from the same era, it's the same like engineering or such.
A lot of the same ideas.
Yeah, it's the same use of like ball joints to do this and that, same gimmicks. And I wouldn't say no to messing around with some of them, but they really have no place in my heart or my collection because they had nothing to do with my childhood. Like that show wasn't on for me. Those figures weren't on the peg for me. So Yeah, and I think I have enough going on back here, and now I'm going crazy collecting four copies of every carded figure with four different languages.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot, man. You know what I mean? I love Transformers, but I mean, like, I give you a ton of credit for being, you know, that detail oriented with, you know, with each release and everything. Like, that stuff's really cool to me, and it's something that I'll never do, but I love talking to you about it. So thank you for getting us a little window into the method of your madness over there for this little bit of a shortened show today.
Sure. So to wrap it up and bring it back into the eBay thing real quick, I recently was I just search eBay for Beast Wars several times a day, every day on my phone, on the computer, whatever, and I sort by newly listed, so I see what's going on. And I recently found and then purchased like a Canadian carded Fox Kids repaint of Transmetal Rat Trap, and that just it blew my collection mind. Thinking, oh crap, the Fox Kids ones had Canadian cards too. I'm done now. I'm done for. Because, like, I found one seller selling Canadian Fusors. And in my mind, I had never seen them on eBay. So I was like, well, you know, maybe they didn't have Fusors in Canada, or they use the same cards as the US or something like that. Nope. There they are. They're rare. They're out there. And then the Fox Kids ones, and finding the Canadian Rock Bubble on eBay was interesting because it looked like a fifth language, but really it was just the Canadian version of those Rock Bubbles. So it was the same card system as the trilingual ones. So
that sounds like a music group, the Canadian Rock Bubble.
Canadian.
Awesome, man. That's crazy. And I wonder how long it's going to go where you keep finding something new, you know, like a new, like super small release.
You know, if you're really interested in collecting a toy line, I recommend just like looking at eBay every so often, seeing what is out there, because I am still finding stuff that I didn't know existed. I didn't know it didn't exist. I just didn't know. It's very empirical of me, but I didn't know it did exist until I saw it. So you could check it out. One really great example is Ronan Kaufman on Instagram and such. He collects like ridiculous variants of mini bots. Like he'll be like, I got this sealed, misspelled Ecuadorian green bumblebee, and I'll be like,
yeah.
To me, that's like probably what it sounds like to him when I say I've got the trilingual Fox Kids Rat Trap.
Yeah,
on the card.
Oh yeah, no. So seeing any variants to anything is just so.
All right,
but
so
I'm thinking that we should wrap it up here. Yeah.
Yeah, you should all go out check out the ROC Hangout tonight. Starts in it's either at 9 or 9:15 Eastern, so 7 minutes or 22 minutes, whatever you want. That's on the Realm of Collectors channel. I recommend you go over there and jump in the chat right now, all four of you who are watching.
And I double recommend it. So that means at least double the amount of people that we're going to go need to go now.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone in the chat. I'm sorry I can't see you. I wish I could.
I've been looking. I mean, Jisk is in there. That's cool. Minifig Collector, Knight of Ren, KJ Smith. They've just been talking to each other, really. Mostly about the chat. Like, I think Jisk was sent over here to wrangle the people and bring them back over to the RC one.
Triple recommended from Jisk.
Yeah, so we'll be back next week with, we brought you a pretty good, I feel like, yeah, we'll have that, but I feel like it was a pretty good segment. I don't think it was fleshed out as it could be, so maybe we'll come back to it in a few weeks, something like that. We're going to have some single host driven segments. So like Kenny will talk about something he's an expert on for like a half hour, one show eventually, and then we'll go into questions after that. I liked this.
Yeah, I liked this, how it worked, you know, where like we can just bounce back and forth with you know, like almost an interview segment, you know what I mean? So that's something that you know a lot about, and then we can go to like Dakota on like the comic stuff. Like I cannot wait for that because it's going to get me so into a lot of other stuff that I've never been into personally. But so I really liked how those work out, you know. It'll be different with more of us in here, but I really liked how it worked. So hopefully everyone that watches or listens or whatnot likes it as well. I'm still like freaking out that I'm on any kind of show weekly. So that's pretty cool to me. But anyway, so thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Kenny.
All right. Bye, everyone.
See you later.